Now, a new survey reveals that 80% of people surveyed say that they want to lose weight, yet most are likely to gain almost half a stone in a year. Now, is it all about the food? Here to talk us through the research and how, by changing your mindset, you can achieve long-term weight loss success and your goals is Denise Welsh and everybody's favourite GP, Dr. Hilary Jones. Hello.
Hi, Simon.
Now, first of all, Dr. Hilary, I don't even know what's the correct level of calories I should be having because there's so many conflicting bits of information that you get.
Well, the average guy with an average sort of daily life probably be consuming about 2,500 calories that they need to just function for the heart to beat, for the lungs to work, for the muscles to work, and just to get around, be mobile. But most people will be consuming far more calories than that. And for women, it'll be about 2,000 calories a day, by the way. But most people are consuming a great deal more than that. And if I told you that just 140 calories every day more than the recommended amount means you're going to put on a stone in a year, people would think, wow, no wonder my girth has been increasing.
Yeah, I'm starting to have to wear belts that stretch. Which is not a good thing at all. Denise, the thing is, it's not always about food, is it? I mean, alcohol is a thing that can be in this, and we tend to forget about that.
Yeah, well, alcohol was my crutch, as it is for many people. But with me, it was more than that, and I developed a serious alcohol problem, which, thankfully, my husband and I are now 5 years sober, and it's the best thing that I ever did for me professionally, personally, for my family, everybody involved. But what I did do, I then realized after allowing myself to eat and indulge in things that I never had before, because obviously my body was craving sugar, and I was thinking, oh well, it doesn't matter if I put on a few pounds, I've given up drinking, for goodness sake. However, I very quickly realized I'd gained 2 stone, and for my size and my frame, it was a lot. And I realized that I was eating in the way that I was drinking. I was eating to fill a hole. I wasn't eating in a normal way. It's not like, oh, I'm really hungry, I'm going to have something to eat and think about what I'm going to eat. I was eating to the point that I was full and nearly being sick. And it was just getting out of hand. So a few weight loss companies had approached me. As I'd said publicly, I wanted to lose weight. And luckily for me, I chose Lighter Life, because Lighter Life offers cognitive behavioral therapy. So it's not just about come with us and you can lose the weight and then we say bye-bye. This is about changing your mindset, changing your attitude, and changing your relationship with food, moving forward forever. And that is what we're not doing in this country. We have an obesity crisis, and it's all very well, as Dr. Hilary has said as well, the doctors are very, very busy. They don't really have much more time than just handing you a diet sheet. But it's not enough. It's not about just closing the cookie jar. It's about finding out why we are eating in such a destructive fashion. Nobody wants to be 25 stone. Not only is it, from the aesthetic point of view, it's the fact that it's heart disease, it's strokes, it's diabetes, it's all those other things. And unless we get to the core of why people are eating like that, we're not going to move forward, and that's where Lighter Life comes in.
Dr. Hilary, is this common? I mean, is it more about the mindset then?
Very much so. People don't eat because they're hungry. They eat because they're emotionally distressed. So either they're bored, or they're stressed at work or in a relationship. They're lonely. They're tired. They're sad. Depressed sometimes. And the natural thing to do is to, oh, what's in the fridge? Let's look in the cupboard. Let's cheer ourselves up with some more food. But you're not hungry. And people have got to recognize why they feel the way they do and not use food as a crutch.
And it's habit patterns as well, isn't it?
Absolutely. And if you think that, when you feel down, a great big fat pizza is going to help, then it isn't, is it? It's not going to help your loneliness. It's not going to help your depression. You're going to feel worse afterwards. It's a vicious circle. But you can change that. You know, if you carry on putting weight, you feel more upset and the problem continues. However, if you can successfully lose weight, and many people have done this using the right techniques, then you feel good about yourself. Mm. You're more likely to find a happy relationship. You're more likely to exercise, and by using some of that energy and creating more energy, likely to feel happier. And then you don't want to ruin things by scoffing, things that you know you shouldn't be eating, and you won't really enjoy 5 minutes later.
And you don't want to feel guilty about it either, do you? Yeah.
Exactly. So it's about changing that mindset. And I'm not saying that's easy. You need some help with that usually.
And willpower does come into it.
Of course. You need to make that decision in the first place. But some getting some really good cognitive behavioural therapy, some counselling either down the line or in a group, can be really, really helpful, as well as portion size control and regular exercise that you enjoy to achieve the target weight that you want.
I mean, I also gave up smoking using the tools I'd learned at Lighter Life. I just applied them to smoking instead of to food. So these are great tools to take me through life for all sorts of different reasons.
They can work for any kind of addiction, can't they?
Yeah.
And as you're saying, Dr. Hillary, as you start to feel better and you start to feel a bit fitter and you do more exercise, then that makes you feel mentally as well. So it all builds momentum, I suppose.
Yes, it's about making that first step and then sustaining the progress that you make. Weight loss sustainability is so important. Most people can lose weight for a month, but they're usually depriving themselves of all kinds of the foods that they like. They're usually focused on it every single minute of the day. And what you want to do is to lose weight quickly, but then sustain it by using that time when you're losing weight to understand why you've been doing the wrong things. Your eating behavior has been unhealthy, and you can change that, but you need to change it through the brain, not through the stomach.
Denise, how long did it take you to start feeling more positive about things?
Well, I mean, obviously taking alcohol out of the equation was a major contributor to that, because I suffer from clinical depression, and I have done for 27 years since I had my son Matty. And what I was doing is giving up drinking, I'd like to say, doesn't cure clinical depression, but what it does is it stopped me compounding the depression and making the episodes last for longer, because I was drinking on top of it. And so I started to feel better quite quickly after that, taking alcohol out. But I also didn't feel ever in control of my weight. If I'd been slim before, it was because the bad things in my life had made me slim, sort of drink and drugs and mental illness and stuff. So if people said, oh, you look really slim, I couldn't really take any credit for it. Now, when people say, oh, my God, your skin looks good, your hair looks good, you don't look bad for an owl bird, I can take the compliment, because I've done that myself and I feel so much better. So my self-esteem is greater.
Where would we go to make a start on this, Dr. Hillary?
Well, Denise has been talking about Lighter Life. Mm. In fact, Lighter Life came out on a recent ITV programme called Save Money, Lose Weight, as the best diet with the greatest weight loss and best pound-for-pound value compared to several other popular diets. So I think certainly that one's a good one to start with. You won't get much help, unfortunately, on the NHS. The GPs are very busy with all sorts of serious conditions, and you're not likely to benefit from a diet sheet, and you're very unlikely to be referred to a dietitian unless you're very morbidly overweight with consequences of that obesity in terms of heart disease. So unfortunately, NHS is snowed under and can't help. So going to a private organisation with a good proven track record seems to me a sensible solution.
Well, we could talk about this for ages, and I would pick your brains so I could get some of those compliments you've been getting, Denise.
You can do it! Denise, you can do it, that's my slogan.
Denise Welsh and Dr. Hillary Jones, thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you.
Thank you very much.
You're listening to RNIB Connect Radio.